We hadn't heard voices all night. Now they were there again. The Kongs were awake. The voices didn't seem too close.
I'm going to look outside, Pee-wee said.
Okay.
He stuck his head out and looked around. When he got back in, he unhooked a frag grenade from his belt. I gripped his shoulder.
They look like they getting ready to move out, he said.
They headed this way?
No, but if any of them do.
No more voices. Pee-wee was between me and the front of the hole. Our 16s were at our side, two jammed between us and the walls of the hole to use. My legs ached. I couldn't have run if I had wanted to. Pee-wee patted me on the leg and started to look out again. He jerked back in.
One coming this way. The other's headed away from here.
I tensed. I flexed my hand twice, quickly. Got it back on the 16. Outside the hole. Something had stopped just outside the hole. A voice. Movement in the grass. I could see the feet. They wore thick, black-soled sandals. A rifle poked in. Pee-wee put his hand on mine, moved my fingers off the trigger. He moved his hand away, and my finger went back onto the trigger. The voice again. We had disturbed the grass in front of the spider hole, and the guy wasn't sure. The feet turned and moved away. Pee-wee didn't say anything. He pushed up and looked out. A long moment passed. Pee-wee moved back against me.
Most of them gone. This dude went a little way after them, then stopped, Pee-wee said.
He coming back?
I don't know, Pee-wee said. I think this is his hole.
The feet again. The rifle came into the hole. A voice. Pee-wee was right. He was nervous about the hole. Then a pole came in. On the end of the pole was a knife. It went near Pee-wee, then into the wall near me. The Kong above us shifted his position, then pushed the pole in again. Pee-wee was pushing it aside with his hand. I saw blood on Pee-wee's hand. Then the pole went into the dirt near my head. It came out clean. Then it was gone. Then a rifle was thrown into the hole. Pee-wee grabbed it and pulled it in. The Kong's feet followed. I pushed the 16 into the small brown body and pulled the trigger. The body jerked backward once. Pee-wee was frantically trying to pull him in on top of us.
Get his arms!
I could hardly move before. With the Kong in the hole, I couldn't move at all. I couldn't reach the arms and just grabbed a piece of his shirt and pulled on that. We got him in, and for a moment he was still. I thought he was dead. Then the shock of being shot must have worn off and he began to struggle.
Don't shoot again,
Pee-wee was saying. I got one arm free and was pulling at the Kong's hair. Pee-wee was trying to strangle him with one hand. The Kong was desperately trying to push his way out of the hole. Me and Pee-wee were desperately trying to hold him. He got one arm out of the hole.
Shoot him,
Pee-wee said. I couldn't find the trigger of the 16. Pee-wee had one hand around the Kong's neck. We pulled until he stopped struggling.